Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives passed billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. Next is the Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific, to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Earlier in the week, CIA Director William Burns warned of what could happen to Ukraine without aid from the United States.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024, or at least put Putin in a position where he could essentially dictate the terms of a political settlement.
Burns added that Ukrainians are not running out of courage and tenacity. They're running out of ammunition, and we're running out of time to help them. Gaza hospital officials say that an airstrike in the southernmost city of Rafah has killed 18 people. Palestinian health officials say that Israeli strikes on the southern Gaza city included 14 children. The latest strikes came as the United States was on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to its close ally. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. denies involvement in an apparent attack on a base of Iran-allied militias. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Iraqi authorities say they are investigating an explosion that struck a base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces, a coalition of Iran-allied militias, overnight, killing one person and injuring eight. Militia officials initially described the explosion at the Qosl military base north of Babylon, a former U.S. base that was handed over to the Iraqi military in 2011, as an airstrike, blaming it on U.S. forces. The U.S. Central Command denied that it had carried out any airstrikes in Iraq. The PMF has described the incident as an attack, but did not blame any specific party. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Japan's defense minister, Minoru Kurara, said on Sunday that two helicopters from Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force are believed to have crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Saying at 10:38 p.m. yesterday, Saturday, April 20th, communications were lost with two Maritime Self-Defense Force SH-60K aircraft carrying out nighttime anti-submarine exercises at a location east of Toroshima in the Izu Islands. He said seven of the eight people on board the aircraft were unaccounted for, adding that a search of the area had revealed what is thought to be debris from the aircraft. The jury for Donald Trump's historic hush money trial was completed on Friday, clearing the way for prosecutors and defense attorneys to make opening statements next week in a case stemming from hush money paid to an adult film star. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
The jury consists of seven men and five women, mostly employed in white-collar professions. Most are not native New Yorkers, having come from across the United States and countries like Ireland and Lebanon. They will have to decide if Trump is guilty of covering up a $130,000 payment his former lawyer Michael Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had a decade earlier. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and has denied the affair with Daniels.
The U.S. has passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner does not sell its stake within a year. But don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. House Republicans included TikTok as part of a foreign aid package that was a priority for President Joe Biden and had broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.